Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Talking about immigration, refugee problems, George Soros has just given $18 billion, with a B, to his Open Society Foundations. This is one of the largest transfers of wealth ever made by a private donor to a single foundation. And as you're probably already aware, the Open Society Foundations is the driving force behind this push for no more borders, open borders, globalism. So Soros has just given them $18 billion. And that is a lot of money with which to cause a lot of mischief for nations that have borders here. Interesting little article came out of Lou Rockwell. If walls don't work, why did castles have them? Indeed, why the Great Wall of China, why Hadrian's Wall, why the Constantinople Wall, why there were walled cities, and why the Israeli Wall that keeps Palestinians out of Palestine. Walls do work, according to President Obama's former Border Patrol Chief, Mark Morgan. And we're still, of course, in the middle of this government shutdown over Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi's refusal to fund a border wall, because they want the illegal immigrants pouring into this country. And they don't care that it's putting a huge strain on our already stressed economy. They don't care that the illegal immigrants are taking jobs away from legal American citizens. They don't care that the illegal immigrants are bringing in contagious diseases. They don't care that MS-13 is coming in with the illegal immigrants. They don't care about the increase in crime and rape. All they can think about is getting these illegals registered to vote Democratic. That's what it's all about. And what's really interesting is back when Obama was president, Schumer and Pelosi agreed walls do work, and they supported building a wall. Why are they opposing it now? And this article is saying basically Democrats want to use the issue against Trump. But the public is in favor of the wall. Polls are showing Trump has a far higher approval rating than the prostitute media, and that Americans want the wall. Instead of these migrant hordes that are lined up to just step into this country and plunder the place here. Steny Hoyer, who's the House Majority Leader, has sort of broken off with Nancy Pelosi. And said that constructing a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border is not inherently immoral. And it really never was. Pelosi was just grasping at straws to say walls are immoral. So Hoyer said, I don't think building a border wall is an issue of morality. It's an issue of practicality. What I want to know is back in 2006, there was a bill passed that was to fund 700 miles of border fence. Only 33 miles were built. I want to know who stopped the construction. I want to know where all that money went. I'm sure you do too. Over in Germany, Angela Merkel is stepping up her offer to refugees to go back home. Last November, she was offering cash to refugees to just turn around and go home. Now the offer is to pay their living expenses for 1 year if they return home. And there are billboards appearing all over Germany making this latest offer. Now, believe it or not, more than 20,000 refugees vanished when they were going to be deported. Nobody knows where they went here. And probably someplace else in Europe. And this illustrates that politicians should not be allowed to make these unilateral decisions. In this case, Merkel's decision has impacted all of Europe when the rest of Europe had no opportunity to agree or vote on the issue. And that's been a big problem all along. Angela Merkel, well, Germany, Sweden, France, yes, refugees come on in. And the refugees go through the other European countries to get there. And very often, as this is illustrated, if they think they're going to be deported, they simply move to some other country in the European Union. Now, there's a group called the Angel Moms, and these are the mothers of people who have been killed by illegal immigrants. And the Angel Moms paid a visit to Nancy Pelosi's office, which, of course, has walls. And Pelosi refused to meet with them. They were peaceful about it. They were told that if they crossed into Pelosi's actual office, that they would be arrested, and they didn't go there. Now, another Angel Mom is blasting Chuck Schumer for posing with photos of furloughed federal workers, but refusing to pose with photos of dead Americans who've been killed by the illegal immigrants. Hang on a second. Okay. We're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the show. And we have a caller on the phone, Ken in New York. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I'd like to mention something that I've heard from Ralph Winterroth several times on his show, where the Supreme Court has defined what treason is, and they two early cases, I think before 1820, and it said that it is the act of levying or making war against the laws of the United States, and I think that would apply very well to what he's doing.
Well, I always thought that the legal definition of treason was giving aid and comfort to the enemy in time of war. But I like that definition that you've got. And if we go with that definition, then, yeah, all of these politicians who are acting contrary to the Constitution and clearly contrary to the interests of the ordinary American people, they're guilty, 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 guilty.
If I can get on a show on the weekend, I'll try to ask him again if he'll requote it, because it sounded like that he said something about that it did not matter the amount of force that was employed. It had something to do with making a plan, having a rendezvous, and then actually doing something about it. That's where the act actually occurs. Talking about it's one thing, but when you actually do something about it, that's where it becomes treason.
Okay. I'm looking at the online definition of treason, and it says the crime of betraying one's country, especially by attempting to kill the sovereign or overthrow the government. Mm-hmm. So I guess everybody's got...
Well, yes, I could be misunderstanding it, but I've heard him mention these two cases, and I would imagine that they would not want to, whatever sources are quoting cases. Some of these cases are lost in antiquity, but they're still supposed to be on the books.
Yeah. Well, if you get a if you can get an actual citation for that quote, that would be interesting. Okay.
Thank you. That's it.
All right, Ken. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to switch to Curtis in Nevada. Aloha, Curtis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I wanted to bring some information that I listened to a lot of sources, and the whole thing about the shutdown. If this whole thing is real, about everything we talk about, how Trump is actually fighting and defeating slowly but surely the other side, then what we should see is in the next, as you found out yesterday, that 30-day limit that he can actually permanently separate these government employees. If he does that, then that's a shot that's going to probably fatally cripple the deep state, because the intention of the shutdown was not about the wall. That was just a feint. That was just a head fake. What he wants to do is to shut down the senior executive service. And I'm sure you've heard them before. I've mentioned them before. If you research, you'll find out this is at the core of the insulation of the deep state. Okay?
Well, see, there's one problem with your theory. The program is called Reduction in Force, which is government speak for layoffs. But it has rules attached to it that they have to take into consideration the tenure of the person being considered to be let go, which means all of the most corrupt, most senior officials will be able to keep their jobs. It's just going to be the newcomers in at the bottom of the organizational chart. They're going to be the ones who are shown the door.
Well, first of all, this is not my theory. This is a theory of a lot of people that I listen to that I consider to be quite credible as far as the main reason why they shut down was to drain the swamp, not just the bad players like the FBI and the Department of Justice, and but also the workers that are entrenched in there that are doing the bidding of these people. And the SES, I mean, I really would like if you would research them, that they are a weaponized form of the deep state that is like a fourth column inside the deep state. This is not just regular employees that are lazy. I'm talking about people that have been indoctrinated into working to protect. That's why you have people like Comey and all that. They're all SES members, and they all feel like they're bulletproof because of this. And once they, if they shut the SES down, that would cripple them, if not, you know, fatally. And to me, if that happens, then everything that I've seen about Trump fighting the deep state in this kind of clandestine way, slowly but surely, I mean, he does things that he has the other side confused, and he has to. It's the art of war. He's been doing that. He's been doing that in foreign policy. He's been doing that fighting the deep state domestically. He's been doing that to the press. If people don't know what he's doing and what he says he's going to do something, I mean, he's got them flat-footed and off balance. And hopefully that's what the whole shutdown really is all about. That's my point.
Well, again, as I said, the rules that they have for riffing, the top senior officials are not facing a layoff. It's going to be shaved off from the bottom. And so that's the flaw in that particular theory.
Well, the rules are the guidelines. They're not necessarily mean these are absolute, that because I have 10 years tenure or something that I'm – no, that's not – it's not a definitive thing, and we'll find out if this is really that. We'll find out within the next 2 to 4 weeks. We'll know if this is it, because, you know, he is fighting the deep state, and we're seeing that. We don't even hear from a lot of these people. Like, for example, after that funeral, we're not hearing from some of these top people that, you know, where are they? How come they're not speaking out? I mean, all these things are happening right now behind the scenes, and people don't know it because they're just watching Fox, and Fox isn't saying anything about it. See what I mean? So yes. There is a fight going on. All we can hope is he's a white hat, or he's a gray hat. If he's a gray hat, that to me, that's probably the most probable thing, is that there could be something coming upon us that the controllers cannot handle, and he may be just trying to make the best of a bad situation. You know? Well, it could be a white hat, and he could be really trying for it. I don't know. You know? But there is a fight going on, Mike. I'm just trying to... I wish people would just start looking at more sources besides just Fox, because there's a lot of stuff going on, and they just don't see it. They're just not, you know, they're not putting it all together.
Yep. Well, again, there is a flaw in that theory, and I understand that the riffing is a potential reality, and it's only a few more days before that kicks on in. I don't know that Trump would actually order it because of the political backlash, but time will solve that mystery. Anyway, Curtis, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Art Off the Grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, just to chime in real quick on this issue of treason. We don't need the Supreme Court to tell us what treason is. It's defined in the Constitution itself in Article 3. It contains three sections. The first section discusses the judicial power and the creation of the Supreme Court. Section 2 talks about exactly what kind of cases the Supreme Court will hear. And Section 3 actually defines treason, and it says this: treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or on confession in open court. And Congress shall have the power to declare the punishment of treason, but no attainder of treason shall work corruption of blood or forfeiture except during the life of the person attained. Now, that is Article 3 of the Constitution, speaks directly to the Supreme Court, its authority, and the definition of treason. We don't need the Supreme Court here.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification. Okay, and I guess Art just hung up here. All right, getting on back to the immigration news. Apparently, just before last Christmas, there was a group of volunteers who set out to search for the remains of dead migrants on the Barry Goldwater Air Force Range. This is a remote desert area in southwestern Arizona where military jets from bases in Arizona conduct live bombing exercises. The volunteers from the nonprofit group Aquiles del Desierto discovered the skeletal remains of 8 migrants in just 2 days. The San Diego-based group posted pictures of some of the remains it recovered near Ajo on its Facebook page, including a skull, a jaw, and a set of leg bones. Apparently, the remains of 127 dead migrants have been recovered in southern Arizona in 2018. That's another reason to build the wall. If they're not trying to get into our country, they're not going to die here. Over in the European Union, they are up in arms over Austria's exit from the UN Migrant Pact. And they're angry with Austria. They're angry with Donald Trump, who's pulled out of it as well. Now, this UN Migration Compact was basically the United Nations declaring open borders for all member nations. And when it was introduced at the concept level, a lot of nations signed on to it. Now that they're dealing with the aftermath of open borders, a lot of nations are having second thoughts. Donald Trump has pulled out. Austria has pulled on out. And again, the United Nations, I think, was exceeding its authority and jurisdiction by basically coming on in and trying to rewrite the border laws of the member nations. So Jean-Claude Juncker has claimed that this so-called Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration was going to somehow reduce illegal immigrant flows. Well, yeah, technically, because now they'd be considered legal immigrants. Anyway, Jean-Claude Juncker said Austria's refusal to sign was the only stain on an otherwise really impressive presidency. Over in Great Britain, the argument over Brexit is continuing, and they're still talking about a second referendum. Nigel Farage is out there slamming Theresa May, demanding her resignation. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1, whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I missed about 2 hours worth of your show because I broke my ankle last night. So I was...
That's terrible.
Yeah, I got to wear one of those big robo boots. It's horrible walking around with this thing. But, Mike, did you... I know you mentioned EU, but I want to talk... Did you mention... About, because I wanted to talk about this yesterday, but we were short on time because it was at the end of the show, about Russia is going to surpass Germany as the fifth largest economy of the world.
We hadn't actually mentioned that, no.
Yeah, I think it's also going to surpass Britain because I think they're the sixth largest economy of the world, right?
Or yes.
Maybe the fourth. Yeah, and I don't know what the time period that's going to happen, but isn't it funny? Like Angela Merkel, she wants to pay people to leave. You know?
Yes.
Like does that mean their economy is maybe the German economy is declining because of the economy as a world, but Russia's is rising. So
yeah,
that shows you the
kind of interesting that despite all the sanctions and tariff wars and everything, they all backfire. They've been sanctioning Russia now back a couple of years now, and Russia's doing fine. Europe gets slammed because they've lost one of their major markets. And it's probably something that sounded real good in a meeting room someplace. Yes, we're going to sanction Russia. And it wasn't really thought all the way through. I know especially France's agricultural sector took a major, major hit from the sanctions on Russia because Russia was buying a lot of their produce from France. And, of course, Russia is now becoming more self-sufficient. They're redeveloping their agriculture and their manufacturing, which is exactly the opposite of what the globalists want. The globalists want us all interdependent on each other. And so, yeah, it's not working out very well.
And also, did you know, there was a report, they said by 2030, because we know China's the number one economy in the world when you use the PPP, you know, graphs, not the ones the regular people on CNBC say. But, you know, they said by 2030, it'll be China, India, and then the United States will drop to number three at that point.
Yes.
That's what they're saying. So you see, but it's amazing how they, all this stuff, the sanctions, it backfired on all of Europe. Like, all of Europe's, like, hurting now. You know, I mean, it's like a, I can't believe, you know, how this turned out, you know? So that's all I have to say.
Europe is hurting. Europe's been trashed by the migrants, you know, graffiti everywhere, violence everywhere. I mean, the world as a whole is deteriorating right now.
And the East is up on the rise. That's it. East rises, West decline. Yep. All right, Mike, have a good rest of the show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Okay, so we're talking about Brexit. We're talking about Nigel Farage, who has basically described Theresa May's deal, Brexit deal, as a surrender document. And it really was. Theresa May made no secret of the fact she was a Remainer, and her Chequers plan was basically a giveaway to the EU of everything the EU wanted. And that's why so many in Parliament voted it down. But the Remainers are not giving up. And over in the Telegraph, they run a story. Apparently, there was a phone call that was made by Chancellor of the Exchequer, Phil Hammond, to 330 business people. It was a conference call. And he made the call right after Theresa May's parliamentary defeat. And basically, somebody recorded this call and they made it available to the Telegraph. And basically, the Chancellor, who is a Remainer, had discussed how Article 50 could be extended and that apparently members of Parliament are rushing to find ways to change the rules where some of the backbenchers can table amendments. And right near their goal is to remove the option of a no-deal Brexit. In other words, to say there will be some kind of a deal. It just has to be worked out, and we need more time to do it. So they're fighting tooth and nail. They're absolutely fighting tooth and nail to maintain that linkage to the European Union. And as far as the European Union itself is concerned, I think it's on the verge of blowing up. I think you're going to see a schism erupt with France and Germany on one side and pretty much the rest of the EU on the other. And that could start to tear it apart, along with the migrant crisis and along with the ECB. basically, Brexit is hanging by a thread. And there are still a lot of people out there who, by hook or by crook, don't want it to move forward. Okay, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we'll be right back with more news after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MicroLeaf migraine formula. MicroLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MicroLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about Brexit. And the Sunday Times ran an article basically talking about a coup being plotted by Tory rebels to take over the Brexit process. Now, this is all going on in Parliament, and apparently Dominic Grieve and Oliver Letwin are seeking a way to seize control of business in the Commons so that backbench motions take precedence over government motions. And that matters because until recently, a whole load of options were unthinkable. And the Tory rebels may be frustrated, but they could not act on their plans because they could not call them to the vote. Under normal parliamentary procedure, the government controls the parliamentary agenda. And now people like John Bercow are trying to upend that so the backbenchers can call their options to a vote on the floor. We're going to take a phone call. Jim in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. How are you today?
Doing okay.
Yeah. Did you see that terrible bombing in Syria? The 4 Americans who killed?
Yep.
The guy I was reading on the internet, he predicted it like 2 weeks ago, the exact city that it happened. He said there was.
Who predicted it?
Some guy on the internet. I don't know the name right off. But he said that was going to happen 2-3 weeks ago, that they would do something to get Trump to stay in Syria.
Yes, and that. The timing is too cute. I think that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't, just when he claims he's going to leave, and then this happens.
Yeah. Again, you know, they're claiming ISIS did this, but ISIS wanted the United States to leave Syria. So why would they go and commit an act like this, knowing it was going to result in the U.S. probably staying longer? It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I think, I tell you, you know, these people, they, you know, this Bolton, he has to go. This guy, why Trump ever hired him? Gives me chills, the fact that he's even there. People are saying he should get rid of him. Why did
I
he
agree.
Hire him? I mean, it's like the third Bush administration. I mean, you know, it's the Trump, you know, he ran. He's a populist. He's going to get us out of these wars. Well, I'm afraid it looks like that was just rhetoric. You know, it's what your actions are what matters. And, you know, it seems by his actions, it's more of W. Bush. You may as well have W. Bush do another term.
Well, I don't think it's quite down to the depths of W. Bush, but it's clear that Trump is being manipulated by his advisors. He's not standing his own ground on issues. He's showing himself to be a very weak leader. He's easily manipulated. And, you know, you're right. People like Bolton and Pompeo, they're basically running foreign policy, running the war policy right now. And, yeah, Trump's been talking about getting out of Syria since last March. So he comes on out and says, we're going to get out of Syria. And immediately there's this hue and cry, followed by this obvious false flag bombing. And I think basically we're going to stay in Syria. And corporate media and the White House are going to act like Trump never said we were going to get out of Syria.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm afraid it looks that way. It just seems he's got to get rid of these people. I mean, to me, Bolton, I mean, I think he's dangerous. And he's running national security. He's running the national security. I mean, it's very worrisome. You know?
Yeah, it is very, very worrisome. I mean, there are even people over at the Pentagon who are very concerned that Bolton could get us into some wars that we ought not to be into right now.
Is Trump, I mean, is he that stupid? I mean, if he believed what he said on the campaign, is he that dumb to hire these guys? Or is he forced? Is he blackmailed to hire these
guys? Some of these appointments are political payoffs for his supporters. Sheldon Adelson, of course, is wielding a huge amount of influence with Donald Trump for having funded much of his campaign. And Sheldon Adelson is the one who's saying, I want you to appoint this person and this person. And, of course, Sheldon Adelson is very pro-Israel. Bolton is very pro-Israel. Trump came into office. He's pro-Israel, always has been. And so it would be easy for Sheldon Adelson to say, let's get Bolton in there because he's not going to mess around. He's going to get us into that war with Iran.
Yeah, it looks that way. I mean, it's very discouraging, very depressing to see it.
Yes, it is.
You know, I've called the White House 4 times saying get out of Syria. I'm sure many other people did. And, you know, it just seems, again, look at their actions. Look at what they say. Actions are what matters. And, you know, Trump, I mean, $80 billion more in defense spending. You know,
well, presidents may come and presidents may go, but the war machine goes on forever. And, of course, this is exactly what Eisenhower warned us about the war machine becoming so large it was a political power unto itself. And would be able to sway policy and the economy to serve its own ends. And that's exactly where we are right now.
Yeah, just like Obama. Obama said a lot of good things when he ran.
Yeah, he also promised he was going to get the troops out of the war zones.
Yeah, very worrisome. But, you know, I've been worried 8 years now, so, you know, hopefully cooler heads will prevail. You know, a friend of mine said that one of the reasons, you know, there won't be a war is everyone's scared, which to me is a good thing. Be scared of all parties, Russia, the U.S., man, everyone's afraid, which is good. I hope they're afraid.
Well, I know ordinary people are afraid. The troops in the field are afraid. You know, we have the system where the people who want war sit safely in their control rooms, conference rooms, bunkers, what have you, far away from the battlefield, and send other people's children in there to get blown to bits.
Yeah. Well, we can only hope for the best. And thanks for taking my call, and have a good day.
All right, you're welcome, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, we have talked on this show about the problem of civil asset forfeiture, and this has been going on for a long time. It originally started out, more than a decade ago, where, in fact, I think close to two decades ago, the original intent was to allow police to seize property from criminals. And basically use those assets against the criminals. It was sort of a police-level version of RICO. And again, it sounded good when it was first proposed, but then it got severely distorted, where police are now basically seizing property from people who are innocent of any wrongdoing. And police can seize your property without charging you or convicting you of a crime. But there is now a bipartisan coalition of grassroots organizations across the country who are now starting to push back on this, and lawmakers in at least 15 states are weighing legislation to outlaw the practice of civil asset forfeiture. Now, under this procedure, police can and have seized cash, cars, even houses, from people who are found innocent, and they just pocket the proceeds. Right now, a lot of police departments depend on these seizures to basically keep their budgets going. And they have fought tooth and nail to defend the practice despite the public outcry. But the tide is finally turning. People of all political stripes are beginning to recognize there are serious concerns with this practice, and lawmakers are taking note. And they should. You can't have respect for law enforcement that is pillaging the people. Under civil asset forfeiture, the police are stealing more from the American people than the muggers, burglars, and thieves. That's how bad it is. Okay. Now then, internal discussions from Google. This is being reported on Breitbart, and they have a Google employee who's leaking material to them, basically saying that Google is censoring search results on abortions, Maxine Waters, and more. And apparently they're keeping these black lists of search terms like abortion, David Hogg, basically saying that, yeah, Google is definitely doing this. Now, Marsha Blackburn told Breitbart News that Google CEO Sundar Pichai's congressional testimony was less than truthful regarding his statement that Google does not manually intervene in any search results. Well, we know he was lying. We absolutely know that he was lying. You should use a different search engine like DuckDuckGo or anyone. All right. There is an initiative out there called Report for America. It's an initiative of the Ground Truth Project, Google, and others that wants to place 1,000 of their journalists in local newsrooms over the next 5 years. In other words, there is now a fight over who is going to control what goes out in corporate media. It used to be primarily the government, Israel, corporate interests. Well, now Google, wants to get in on the action there, and they want their cadre of journalists in these newspapers pushing Google stories. Okay, there has been a huge data breach involving 770 million email addresses, and the stuff has already showed up on the dark web. So 770 million emails, 21 million unique passwords were exposed. This is far larger than the Equifax and Yahoo hacks. And the breach is being dubbed Collection Number One. And it's a raw data set of email addresses and passwords totaling 2 billion rows from potentially thousands of different sources. So this was a major, major hack. Okay, Amadeus is an airline reservation system. It serves 141 airlines, including British Airways, Air France, Icelandair, Qantas, and so forth. It's turned out there is a vulnerability that's just been discovered within their system that would allow an outsider to edit or change someone's ticket reservation for any airline just by having the booking reference number. So somebody could do a lot of mischief with that. As you know, there is a gaming sensation out there called Fortnite, and apparently they have a security flaw there that allows hackers to spy on young players and steal the in-game currency. So gaming security experts found this vulnerability, which allowed criminals to obtain login information and seize control. It's a mess out there. Okay, you've heard of the Dark Overlord hackers, and they released some information they claim is related to 9/11, and they threatened to release more if a ransom wasn't paid. The ransom wasn't paid. They set up a GoFundMe page saying if we reach so much money, we'll release the rest of the documents. Well, the GoFundMe didn't work, but they've gone ahead and released another batch, a second batch of what they're saying are 9/11 documents totaling over 7,500 files. Now, mostly this is stuff about insurance companies, and so far there's no smoking gun in there detailing conspiracies or government involvement. It's all just number crunching. And I think this is all a hoax to distract from the grand jury that's going to hear the evidence of explosive used in the World Trade Centers. Again, the timing is suspect. Okay. Meanwhile, while the FBI won't run an honest investigation of Hillary Clinton, they are claiming to be on the hunt for the Dark Overlord, who is leaking files about 9/11. So they're launching an urgent investigation, which, again, if it's a hoax, everybody's going to play along with it. Oh, yes, this is real. This is real. We got to treat it like it's real here. The World Health Organization has declared that anti-vaxxers are among the top threats to global health in 2019. Ooh, you anti-vaxxers, you are such a problem here. And story coming out of Natural Blaze. The Australian government is causing death and disability with mandatory vaccination policies. And according to this article, it's saying this vaccines are not about promoting health in the community. They're about promoting big business. And apparently records being kept in Australia is showing that children's health is significantly declining with the addition of every new vaccine being recommended by the government. Now, here in the United States, we don't have those kind of statistics. They're rather embarrassing. Over in Ohio, in Columbus, the Mount Carmel Health System, a doctor identified as William Hussle is being sued by a family that alleges that he gave a massive fentanyl overdose to 79-year-old Janet Kavanaugh, causing her death. And apparently this doctor did this to some 30 near-death patients. Now, whether he sees himself as an angel of mercy or what, we don't know, but he's being sued. All right, there's the music. We got to take our last break for a commercial. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath, head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today here. Over in Europe at CERN, you know they've got this really powerful collider called the Large Hadron Collider. Well, I guess they decided it was time for an upgrade. CERN is now presenting plans to build a bigger, more powerful successor to the already existing Large Hadron Collider. The new accelerator will be called the Future Circular Collider. It's going to cost about 20 billion pounds. And I'm sure a lot of people are going to step up out of concerns that it could create quantum black holes, which they said about the Large Hadron Collider, and it hasn't happened yet. Now, when you go to the store and you buy something, you get that little paper receipt. And it's the thermal paper. The ink fades over time. It turns out that thermal paper contains BPA, bisphenol A. And apparently it is a hormone disruptor. It can lead to hormone-dependent cancers. It's been linked to infertility, autism, ADHD, obesity, type 2 diabetes, premature births, and the early onset of puberty. Well, there's something that should have been researched a little bit better before they put it out there. Apparently, at hospitals, hospices that are dealing with end-of-life situations, they're starting to discover that magic mushrooms, psilocybin, are being used to treat patients to reduce their anxiety, which I think would be a good thing. Stanford University now has an all-gender locker room in the Ariliga Outdoor Education and Recreation Center, and they just debuted it last week. And the locker room is open to anyone, regardless of gender identity. It was apparently converted from men's and women's restrooms. It includes 3 private showers with changing rooms, 1 dry changing room, 5 private bathroom stalls, and day-use lockers. Well, that sounds like a workable solution. And again, when I worked at a film company in Rome, they had a single restroom for everybody. And there were the little stalls where you would do your business and the area where you'd wash your hands. Everybody just met there. And it worked out very, very well. Okay, Winter Storm Harper is going to be a major snowstorm tomorrow, moving into the northeast. And it's a monster, very heavy snow. Sierra Nevadas of California, they had blizzard warnings posted. So, gosh darn that human-caused global warming. What can I tell you? Apparently, parts of Canada are about to become the coldest spot on the planet. They've got a winter storm up there that is driving temperatures down, wind chill factors at the minus 40 degrees centigrade level. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day here. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. And please take what you learn here, share it with everyone that you know. Donate to RBN, donate to What Really Happened. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Healthy are your arteries. Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The American dream is
become a nightmare. Signs of the